So growing up, there's a disconnect between me as an adult and me as a kid. Growing up, my mother always, you know, told me that she was raising me to survive in the white world. And I didn't really know what that meant as a kid, but it was a life of assimilation. So there was the colonized part of who I was growing up.
And explain, what you mean when you say colonized.
So colonized for me is complete assimilation, thinking and doing what mainstream society wants you to do and think. As guided through, you know, I grew up Catholic. I went to catechism. I went to church every Sunday. And so there was this moment in my life when I became decolonized. And for me, that was experiencing, learning, and being in the moment of my community here in Grand Rapids, learning the
history.
And
that's your Native American community here.
Yes.
Yeah.
But growing up, I wasn't a part of that community. Part of that whole surviving in the white world was keeping me separated from the large community that is here in Grand Rapids in the urban area.
So was it only up north that you had contact with your extended family and with Native people?
Yeah. So my mom grew up in Petoskey, and it was not an inviting place for a person of her color. And so when she grew up, the first thing she did was take a job in Detroit and would come back and visit every once in a while. But for me growing up, we lived and settled in Wyoming, Michigan, and then we had a cottage up in Harbor Springs. And that is where we went every weekend. And so those were the places that we would intermingle with the Native community. We would have social events. We would get together, listen to music, sit around the bonfire. And so for me, that was where the Native community was. Growing up, I didn't know there was, you know, this large population of Native people living in Grand Rapids area. And it wasn't until I was an adult that I discovered that. And so what is the disconnect between me as a child and me and as an adult? And for me, it was that moment of really learning the history of this place, right? So I'm Anishinaabe. Anishinaabe means the original people of this place. And learning the history that wasn't taught K through 12, it really put me in a place of questioning. Why did my mom keep me away from this community? What is my role in this community being, quote unquote, an outsider? Because, you know, I was kept apart.
So apart from the Native community here in Grand Rapids,
correct.
Even though you are Native American.
Right. So growing up, I thought I was the only, and that's a very lonely place to be. In fact, one time I was at a powwow and I came walking around the circle, I made eye contact with this girl I went to high school, and we kind of looked at each other with this questioning look like, why are you here? Mm. And so when we started talking about it, we were both like, well, I'm Indian. And I'm like, so am I. So I grew up in this Native existence, but didn't have any connection to the Native community. And so that leaves me as an adult questioning why. But again, my mom, she grew up in a very hard time where her father, my grandfather, taught her to survive in the white world. Life was easy when you're colonized because you assimilate, you do and think like everyone around you. And when that moment happens, when you don't think and do the things like the people around you, that's when conflict arises because you're challenging the norm.